No matter where you are in your career, even retirement, the critical decisions never seem to stop coming up. It's open season, and longtime federal employees and retirees have to think about their options and when to get into Medicare. Insurance premiums are rising faster than salaries. And for help in sorting all of this out, retirement and benefits expert Tammy Flanagan. And Tammy, I guess with insurance premiums rising, people are thinking about how does Medicare play into this, because nobody's salary is going up very fast.
Yeah, I think a lot of employees are and retirees, I think especially, are worried about the cost of health care, the cost of health insurance, and now also the possibility of a pretty major increase in the Medicare premiums for 2017, with very little increase in salary or retirement benefits to make up for it. So I think this open season will be an opportunity for both retirees and employees to reevaluate their health care choices.
And Medicare is not just one thing. There are all these different plans.
Yeah, I think that confuses a lot of us. It's a very difficult topic to understand, because federal employees already have health insurance that they carry into retirement. They get to keep it for the rest of their lives. It served them well, throughout their careers. So why in the world do we need to add additional health insurance, especially since we have to pay for it once we're 65 years old? So it's always a big question when I teach the seminars, when I talk to federal employees who are approaching age 65, is why do I have to sign up for Medicare B? Medicare Part A is the payroll tax that you pay. So when you're 65, the Part A or the hospital part of Medicare is free, so to speak, because you've already paid the tax. But the Part B of Medicare right now costs $122 a month, and next year potentially could be as high as $149 a month. That's in addition to what you're already paying for health insurance. And so obviously that's a pretty big concern for retirees who are living on a fairly fixed income.
So everybody gets Medicare Part A as a matter of turning a certain age?
Mm-hmm. Yes. At age 65, as long as you're getting a Social Security benefit, you're automatically enrolled in Medicare Part A. But even if you don't receive Social Security benefits, you can just simply contact the Social Security Administration and sign up for Part A, and you'll get your card. But you only use that when you get admitted to the hospital. So the Part B coverage comes into play when you go to the doctor or see a specialist or get any other kind of outpatient services. And that works in conjunction with your federal health insurance. And generally, the combination of the two for retirees means that you pay very little out of pocket. Most federal health plans will waive their deductible, co-insurance, co-payments. So then you're left with very little out of pocket expense when you have the combination of those two coverages. But you do have to pay the premiums.
Well, that's the point. Yes, you have to pay the premium for your regular health care plan that you're carrying into retirement, and then you have to add that Medicare Part B.
That's right.
And you've got some advice, I guess, for trying to mitigate the premium costs.
Right. Yeah, there's not much we can do about, paying the premiums for Medicare. It is what it is, and hopefully something will be done before January 1st to control that increase that's expected for the Part B premium. And there are some things that are being considered, both from the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, where they can adjust some of their budget numbers to cut that back. Congress could take some action to cut that down. And, of course, there's a big lobbying effort by NARF and other groups that represent retirees trying to make sure that that doesn't go up as high as expected. But what employees and retirees can do is, during the open season, look at all the federal health plans that you're entitled to. The one that you're in may not necessarily be the best one to coordinate with Medicare. There's about 20 to 30 different plans that each retiree can choose from, and some of them do work better with Medicare than others, and some of them are much better priced than others. So you might be able to save as much as $100 a month just by switching health plans and put that money towards the cost of paying for Medicare Part B.
Yeah, that's a couple of dinners at Denny's.
Right.
We're speaking with retirement and benefits expert Tammy Flanagan. When you mentioned some plans work better with Medicare Part B, what does that mean? What do you look for?
Right. In your federal health plans, every year they come up, every health plan has a plan brochure, and each plan brochure has various sections that talk about the plan coverage. Well, if you look in your plan brochure in Section 9, every plan brochure Section 9 has the information about how that plan coordinates with Medicare, and that's where you'll find if they lower your prescription drug copays if you enroll in Medicare. They'll talk about if they waive your out-of-pocket expenses if you're enrolled in Medicare as primary payer. Some plans will give you a health fund of $750 or for self plus one, maybe $1,500 a year to put towards the cost of paying for either prescription out-of-pockets or the Medicare Part B premiums. So look for incentives that that health plan might be providing to get you to enroll in Medicare Part B. And you could find that those incentives might actually help you save as much as the cost it's going to cost you to go into the Medicare Part B premium.
And as a retiree or a soon-to-retire federal employee, if you're looking at that kind of thing, because people do work past 62 or 65 mm-hmm. quite regularly.
Yeah, and there is a good thing that if you're going to work past age 65, and here's the key, not only work past age 65, but have health insurance through that employment, then you can delay Part B until you retire. And when you do that, you can enroll within 8 months of your retirement and just pay the going rate. Now, normally, for someone who delays Part B enrollment, there's a penalty for that. But the exception to the penalty is when someone's working and still covered by their employer health plan, you can delay without penalty. So for those employees who choose to continue working, that's a big savings that you don't have to pay that Part B premium. You probably don't need the coverage because if you're working, that's assuming you're pretty healthy. So that can put off that decision till a little bit later on in life.
And if you switch among plans in the FEHBP, you don't have to go through all kinds of tests and medical filters to do that.
Yeah,
correct.
And that didn't require affordable health care to get that. We've always had that type of no physical requirement, no underwriting requirement with federal health insurance. So employees as well as retirees are free to switch from one plan to the other during open season. Whether you have a pre-existing condition or not is not a factor. So employees can try out one plan this year. If they don't like it, they can switch back to another plan next year, and they have the freedom to do that, which is a very nice option.
And yet the instances of federal employees actually switching is pretty low from year to year.
Yes, it's pretty close to slim to none. And I think part of the reason for that is the fact that there's too many choices. It's almost paralysis by too much analysis. You know, if you have 30 plans to choose from and 30 brochures to look for and 30 websites to kind of peruse, you just get numb. So I think employees just stick with what they know and don't even think about changing. And there's that fear of maybe I'll change and make a mistake and have something terrible happen, and then what do? I have to wait till next year. So I don't think you can make a horrible mistake because all of the plans have catastrophic protection. They all cover prescriptions to some extent. So, you know, take a look at them. Maybe narrow your choice down to 2, 3, or 4 of the top choices and compare those rather than trying to compare 20 or 30. And I think that'll simplify the choice for you this open season.
Tammy Flanagan writes and lectures extensively about federal benefits, retirement planning, and health care. As always, thanks so much for that advice.
And thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me.
And we'll post this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.